From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, Theater 3 will celebrate its late co-founder tonight. First, a 2.4 magnitude earthquake in Irving this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey said it occurred shortly after 6 off Highway 183 near the old Texas Stadium site. The quake came as seismologists from the USGS and state and local officials prepare to meet today at Dallas City Hall. Now to our consumer health series, Vital Signs. The Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates one death every 5 days during warm weather months occurs in portable pools. That's everything from above-ground models to those little inflatable kiddie pools. I spoke with Shelley Stephen-Stidham, who is the director of the Injury Prevention Center of Greater Dallas at Parkland Hospital.
Drowning is actually the leading cause of injury death for children 1 to 9 years of age in Dallas County. And people think it's a noisy thing. They see it being displayed or acted out in the movies and things like that. But actually, drowning is very silent. Young children, particularly infants and toddlers, can drown in just small amounts of water. That's why you hear about children drowning in bathtubs or buckets or things like that. Particularly a small child can drown in less than 3 minutes.
Give me a sense of the risks of portable pools compared to in-ground pools.
Well, we hear a lot about in-ground pools, and there's been some attention about ways to prevent in-ground pool drownings and things like that, but people don't necessarily think that portable pools falls into that. They don't think that they're as dangerous, but they really are. They have the same level of danger and hazard, so you need to have layers of protection. Four-sided fencing is recommended for if you have an above-ground pool that has ladders and things like that. We recommend that you do four-sided fencing, and when we say four-sided fencing, that means that all four sides of that pool are protected by some type of fencing with self-closing and self-latching gates so that the kids can't access it. But if you can't do four-sided fencing with the portable pools, the recommendation is you have a locked pool cover on it so that a child can't access it, and that you have the removable ladders so that a child can't climb up and into the pool. And if you've got the smaller kiddie pools, dump them out, turn them over after each use. Don't leave them out and things like that, because when you forget about it, then you forget that the child may have access to it.
We can be a little lackadaisical
Absolutely.
About it, just thinking, well, it's just a small little pool. There's not much water in there. How much harm can happen?
Well, and we also, when we talk about, you know, make sure you watch your children all the time, or active supervision when they're around water. Active supervision for infants and toddlers means you can reach out and touch them. For older children, particularly non-swimmers, active supervision is almost like a lifeguard. You have eyes on that child all the time. You're not looking at your cell phone. You're not talking to your neighbor. That's active supervision.
Who's most at risk for drowning or near drownings in these types of pools?
Children are most at risk. And what we see mostly is that males are more at risk than females are. And
any reason for that?
Well, typically boys are a little rowdier, or expected to be a little rowdier.
Even though in talking about portable pools, we are talking about the small kiddie pools. Mm-hmm. Is it a good idea to teach kids to swim before you put them in that type of pool?
That's a very good question. Swimming lessons are good, but swimming lessons don't drown-proof a child. You still need all these extra layers of protection, like active supervision, limiting access to the pool. And then for non-swimmers, using approved life jackets and things like that. And the little floaty things that you can buy it are not approved swimwear. That's more for the above ground pools. But an infant or a toddler in a kiddie pool, you still need to have active supervision.
Shelley Stephen-Stidham, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.
Shelley Stephen-Stidham is director of the Injury Prevention Center of Greater Dallas at Parkland Hospital System. In the forecast, we've got sunny skies with a high of 98. The overnight low should drop to 78. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 98 once again. You can hear Jerome's report on Jack Alder on KERA News, also at artandseek.com, where you can see exclusive videos of Jack Alder's last public interview and performance. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.